On the first Friday of every month, we turn our focus to the vibrant art scene in our region. First Friday art walks are held in several towns. Our First Friday art segment features key arts events, performing, visual, you name it. And again, invites you to join us with more events, more details. We have musician Alex Adsit standing by with us, a couple of phone calls waiting. Charlotte Dern here in the studio to help me read the stuff that was submitted to our website, our community calendar at ijpr.org. And, of course, we welcome your phone calls with further details and further events at 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, or jx@jeffnet.org. The Ashland Gallery Association reminds us its First Friday Art Walk is tonight. You can stroll from 5 to 8 around the galleries in downtown Ashland and the Railroad District, pick up a gallery tour map at any member gallery, or download from the website. Featured galleries tonight: Art and Soul Gallery, Ashland Art Center, the Photographer's Gallery, and Illahi Studios and Gallery. If you're looking for more information, the website is ashlandgalleries.com.
Tonight at the Brit Festival, we have Rodney Carrington and Drew Thomas. That's again 8 to 10 p.m. tonight at Brit. Rodney Carrington is a multi-talented comedian, actor, and writer who has recorded 8 major label comedy albums, selling over 3 million copies. Rodney has starred in his own TV sitcom, which ran for 2 seasons on ABC. He also co-wrote and co-starred with Toby Keith in the feature film Beer for My Horses.
Beer for My Horses, memorable movie. Let's take some calls. Here's Livia from the Camelot Theater and Talent. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Oh, good morning. Thank you. We have something still running at Camelot. We opened last month with Pump Boys and Dinettes. Got great reviews. Bill Barbel said it was a musical celebration, and Roberta Kent said wisecracks and hot licks make for a super show. And I have to say the audiences agree. We've had people bringing friends and coming back already. And we run that through September 21st. And then we are into our third spotlight of the year, a little biography and a lot of music. And this time it's on Johnny Mercer, who, if people don't recognize his name, it's probably because he was the lyricist and not, you know, not a famous singer. But he wrote such songs like Midnight Sun, Laura, Skylark, Moon River, Days of Wine and Roses, Blues in the Night. And we have 3 incredible singers singing his music. Laura DeRocher, who did Spotlight on Linda Ronstadt for us, Jade Chavis-Watt, who did Spotlight on Etta James, and David King Gabriel, who was just our Jean Valjean in Les Miserables. And that starts September 25th and goes through October 5th.
September 25th through October 5th for Spotlight on Johnny Mercer. There are some great songs there. I was waiting for you to say Moon River, and sure enough, there it was.
Yeah, well, it's the ones, you know, he was such a poet. When you look at the lyrics for Skylark or Midnight Sun, it's just amazing the kind of, you know, they just don't write songs like they used to, in my humble opinion.
The good old days. All right, so Pump Boys and Dinettes through September 21st, Spotlight on Johnny Mercer for 3 weekends starting September 25th.
2 weekends, the 25th through October 5th. Yeah, the spotlights only run 2 weekends. And as usual, they can call 535-5250 to get to the box office, or we're online at camelottheater.org. And Pump Boys tickets are just $27 and $25, and Johnny Mercer is $24.
All right, sounds good. This is all going on at the Camelot Theater and Talent. Easiest phone number in the world to remember, 535-5250. Livia, always good to talk to you on The Exchange on First Friday.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey.
You bet. Let's go to Marilyn from the Criterion Theater in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange and our First Friday Arts segment.
Hi. Yeah, I'm calling from New York City. Our company is about to get on a plane next week and fly out to Medford. We're performing Cocktail Hour, which is an intoxicating mixture of dance, music, all original, and style. And we really look forward to performing at the Criterion.
That is Saturday, September 13th, I see.
Yes, it is.
Tell us a little bit about the content of the show, Cocktail Hour.
Sure. Basically, we're bringing the essence of American beverages to life on stage. And it's not just beverages, it's the whole cultural mix. We start off with Mai Tai, with a kind of a Pacific Rim feel. Stay on the West Coast with Shirley Temple and Roy Rogers. And then we go to James Bond's favorite, Martini. And we also do the Manhattan for the socialite who walks down Fifth Avenue. So there are a number of vignettes, and we have also been reviewed in the Huffington Post that we are a Hollywood, a mixture of Hollywood glitz and New York polish, and the New York Times has said we're witty and fantastic.
That's high praise indeed, but I have to wonder if you're sponsored by the American Spirits Association or something.
Not yet.
Well, this is our composer, Stephen Gabori, he's on with me as
Hi, Stephen.
I'm the choreographer, and just on that note, we do close the show with the most essential cocktail, holy water, and it's a very spiritual experience.
Stephen, is there a particular skill to doing the composing for cocktail songs?
It's just about being open and going to rehearsals and watching it and absorbing, you know, what is the essence of the dance. Sometimes we try looking at the choreography as it's being created, and we'll try different types of music just to see what it's looking like, and then I'll go to work on it and come up with something.
All right, sounds like fun. Cocktail Hour looks like it's September 13th, which is a Saturday, at the Criterion Theater in Medford.
Yes, and I'd just like to mention something really fun that the theater is doing, is they'll be serving the cocktails that we're drinking. I'm sorry, that we're dancing. And then hopefully we're not drinking them, we're on stage. And you will be able to bring them in, and it's kind of like you're at a floor show, so you can bring your cocktails from concessions right into the theater and enjoy them throughout the show.
All right, turning the Criterion into a nightclub. Sounds fun.
Yeah.
All right, Marilyn and Stephen, thanks so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange, and best of luck with the show in a week.
Can I give you that box office number?
Sure.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's 541-779-3000.
All right, that is probably the easier number to remember than even the one in talent. So 541-779-3000 for the Criterion box office in Medford. Cocktail Hour on Saturday, September 13th. Marilyn and Stephen, again, thanks so much for joining us on First Friday Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. Let us turn our attention now to our studio guest, our musical studio guest this time around. We're talking to Alex Adsit, who's the house musician at Paddy Brannan's Irish Pub, and also is probably seen in the streets of Ashland a bit. Come on up to the microphone a little bit, Alex, and tell us a bit about yourself.
I'm from Winnemucca, Nevada. I sing Irish songs, and that's about it.
How does a guy from Winnemucca end up singing Irish songs?
You know, my grandmother was really into our heritage when I was growing up, and she inspired me to start listening to the Clancy Brothers and the Dubliners, and so that's pretty much all I've listened to from the time I was 11 till now.
And what other instruments do you play besides the guitar and the harmonica you brought with us?
I play a guitar, harmonica, the diatonic button accordion, piano accordion, and just recently the chromatic button accordion. And I can also dabble on the ukulele, bolt-on, and all kinds of other stuff.
All right. Yeah. So what do you want to – let's get a sample of what's going on here.
All right. Well, I think we're going to sing just a couple Irish tunes, just some more popular ones, maybe not too fast for this morning. Maybe Dear Old Donegal and Whiskey in the Jar.
Dear Old Donegal and Whiskey in the Jar.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do one at a time, and then we'll take a break between. How about that?
Hey, that works for me.
All right. Thanks. Here we go with Alex Adsit.
Oh well, it seems like only yesterday I sailed from out of Cork. Well, a wanderer from Erin's Isle, I landed in New York. There wasn't a soul to greet me there, a stranger on the shore. But Irish luck was with me here, and riches came galore. Ah, so now I'm going back again to dear old Erin's Isle, and my friends, they'll meet me on the pier and greet me with a smile. There face the shore I've almost forgot, been so long away, but me mother will introduce them all, this to me she'll say. Would you shake hands with your Uncle Mike, me boy? Yes, your sister Kate, and right here's the girl that you used to swing by the garden gate. And shake hands with all your neighbour, would you kiss the Collins all? You're welcome, as the floor's in me, to diddle Donegal. Woo! Well, there came Brannigan, Flanagan, Milligan, Gilligan, Duffy, McGoffey, Maluffy, Malone, Rafferty, Lafferty, Donnelly, Connolly, Dooley, Hoogley, Madonny, Malone, Ryan O'Brienher, Lanahan, Flanahan, Fagan, O'Hagan, Helen, Flynn, Shanahan, Monahan, Fogarty, Hoggarty, Kelly O'Kelly, McGinnis, McGinn. Well, there'll be a party when I come home, and they'll come from near and far. They'll line the roads for miles and miles with Irish chanting cars. The spirit's so full, oh, and we'll be gay, such fun you'd never seen. And the piper, he'll play an Irish rail, take a right the Yankee boy. Oh, well, we'll laugh and dance that all night long, such fun you'd never seen. With all the lads wearing corduroy in the colleens, all wearing grin. There'll be thousands there I've never seen. Been so long away, but me mother will introduce them all. This to me she'll say: would you shake hands with your Uncle Mike, me boy? Yes, your sister Kate. And right here's the girl that you used to swing by the garden gate. And shake hands with all your neighbour. Would you kiss the Colleens all? And we'll live content and pay no rent in diddle Donegal. Well, there came Brannigan, Flanagan, Milligan, Gilligan, Duffy, McGoffey, Maluffy, Malone, Rafferty, Lafferty, Donnelly, Connolly, Dooley, Hooley, Madonny, Malone, Ryan O'Brienher, Lanahan, Flanahan, Fagan, O'Hagan, Ahan, Flynn, Shanahan, Monahan, Fogarty, Hoggarty, Kelly O'Kelly, McGinnis, McGinn.
Alex Adsit on our First Friday Arts segment here on the Jefferson Exchange. A reminder, you can call in with arts events from your part of the region, 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, or send them by email to jx@jeffnet.org. Alex, have you ever forgotten that middle segment where you're riffing off all the names there? You ever have to make it up as you go along?
Sometimes you got to make it up, but it really just depends on how many drinks I've had.
So since you do tend to work in a pub, and which nights of the week are you at Patty Brannan's in Ashland?
You know, I'm at Patty Brannan's every Friday night, so I'll be there tonight from 6:30 till the next band gets there, usually about 9.
Okay, so yeah. Since you're surrounded by alcoholic beverages, do you tend to partake a bit yourself while you're working?
I do. By the end of it, I take that back. I usually don't forget the words, but I do have a difficult time having conversations with people.
All right. We'll come back. I hope we can fit another song from Alex in before we're done, but we have some other stuff to get to with our longtime friend Bob Davey. Please stand by, Alex.
Janine, what attracted you to do this play?
The play has real substance. Marc St. Germain's writing is superb, very tight, really witty, but also profound. The play is a debate between two of the 20th century's greatest and most influential thinkers, that centers basically on the problem of evil. How can there be a creator God in the face of so much human suffering?
Tell us about the sample skit that we're going to hear now.
The scene you're about to hear goes to the heart of the theme and the action of the play. Sigmund Freud, the famous psychoanalyst, has the year previously escaped from Nazi Germany, and he's lost his fortune, he's lost a daughter to an illness, a grandson to an illness, and he challenges Lewis to explain what on earth could be the point of human suffering in God's universe, and Lewis has an answer to it.
What if God wants to perfect us through suffering, to make us realize that real happiness, not momentary pleasure, but eternal happiness can only come through him.
What are we perfected from? barbaric ancestors who killed for what they wanted? You heard the radio. Nothing has changed. We carry self-destruction within us.
Which is why Christ died for us.
Original sin?
Yes.
Just the hubris of it, that mere man could incense a god by eating an apple, that God could then reward them by delivering his son to be sacrificed, a vicious murder that redeems them.
It has.
I'm sure that Hitler, the little altar boy who served at church every Sunday, agrees with you, but I cannot. We speak different languages. You believe in revelation. I believe in science, the dictatorship of reason. There's no common ground.
There is also the dictatorship of pride. It builds walls that make common ground impossible. Why is it religion makes room for science, but science refuses to make room for religion?
How roomy was Galileo's cell when he told the Pope the sun did not move around the earth?
So, Janine, what's it all head up to?
Well, the point is that the way each of us understands the meaning of life comes down to how we answer one ultimate question. Does God really exist?
Janine, what attracted...
And that was Freud's last session, opening tonight at 8 p.m. at Ashland Contemporary Theater. The voices you heard, Joe Charter as Freud and Eric Epstein as C.S. Lewis. And that was Bob Davey reporting.
This is our First Friday Arts segment on the Jefferson Exchange. Charlotte Dern and Jeffrey Riley here taking your calls at 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, and jx@jeffnet.org. Here is Eric from the Criterion Theater in Medford. Another Criterion call. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I was just calling in this morning to announce that next Thursday, the Criterion kicks off its 18th presenting season, and we've got a wonderful season lined up, and we start with Kathleen Madigan on Thursday, the 11th. Obviously, you know, Ballet with a Twist comes on Saturday, and then we have a presentation of Mrs. Mannerly featuring our Next Stage Repertory Theater Company, it's a two-person show with Adam Cuppy and Priscilla Quimby, and it's a very funny play that will be running for 2 weekends towards the end of the month on September 19th and 20th and the 26th and 27th. All information can be found at criterion.org.
All right, and that's also at 541-779-3000, as we heard from the folks at Cocktail Hour.
Exactly.
All right, Eric, thanks for the call. Appreciate a big season coming up at the Criterion. Alex Adsit, we have time for another song. What can you do?
I'm hoping I got the right harmonica this time.
Nobody noticed you had the wrong one last time.
Yeah, we can do one more. We'll just do Whiskey in the Jar. It's a good classic Irish song. Okay.
As I was going over all of our famed hairy mountains, I met with Captain Farrell, and his money he was counting. But I first produced my pistol, and then produced my rapier. I said, stand and deliver, for you are the bold deceiver. Assuring of a doo-da-ba-da. What for me, daddy-o? What for me, daddy-o? There's whiskey in the jar. Well, I counted out his money, and it made a pretty penny. So I put it in my pocket, and I took it home to Ginny. She sighed and she swore that she never would to save me. But the devil can take the women, though they never can be his. He must ring a badoo da bada. What for me, daddy-o? What for me, daddy-o? There's whiskey in the jar. Thank you. I went into my chamber, and for to take a slumber, I dreamt of golden jewels, and for sure it was no wonder. A Jenny she drew me charges, and filled them up with water, and sent for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter, mushering of a doo da ba da. Well, whack for me, daddy-o, whack for me, daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. And it was early in the morning, just as I rose to travel, when up comes a band of footmen, and likewise rush for Farrell. While I first produced my pistol, and she'd stolen away my rapier, but I couldn't shoot the water, so a prisoner I was taken, mushering a ba doo da ba da. Whack for me, daddy-o, whack for me, daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.